studies show that those who do that, whether they're a janitor or a factory worker or even, and this might sound ironic, but even a banker, sometimes that can be very boring, tend to be more satisfied with their jobs. They put in longer hours, they have fewer absences, and they just find meaning in what they're doing. One of the psychologists, he basically likened making meaning out of the small tasks to climbing a mountain. There's frostbite, hard to breathe, challenging, difficulty of walking. You would think when they got to the top, they would say, I'm never going to do that again. But they actually go back down and climb it. I run marathons, and it's not a fun experience. But then at the end of a marathon, I want to run it again. And what mountain climbing or marathon running or anything that requires daily activity that reaches towards a larger goal, we care about the fight. We care about the end. We care about making progress. And we care about having a sense of purpose. So we can actually endure a lot of things on a daily basis if we can connect those daily things to this greater purpose. And of course, we see that in Christ, and we see that in the life of Paul, too. The amount of suffering Paul endured and even received voluntarily, he could do that because he was connecting it to this idea of ushering a people in to love the Lord. And Christ, too, he said, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. The cross wasn't the goal necessarily. We were the goal. The joy was us. But yet he endured it because he had this bigger grasp of what narrative was happening.
What if somebody is feeling really burned out on their job right now, burned out at work? What would you say is an appropriate biblical response when you just feel like throwing in the towel?
What I generally do is I separate my approach to anything and work in particular into three categories: heart, community, and world. And the heart, basically, the first thing I do is I check my heart. I check my motivations for why I'm working. Am I burnt out because I am overextending myself and I am trying to find my identity in my work? Or am I burned out because the work itself is just impossible? The first thing I do is I check my heart because I may not need to change anything except my heart. And the second thing I do is I go to community and I think about, well, community for me, who are my clients? Who are my colleagues? Who are the people that I'm interacting with? Am I burnt out because I have a difficult boss? Am I burnt out because my colleague is very challenging and takes credit for everything I'm doing? Am I burnt out because there's gossip at my office? So what's going on with the people that I'm working with? And then the third thing I think about is world, and that's my relationship with the work itself. And I ask myself, am I approaching the work itself? Am I being innovative? Am I approaching it with a redemptive perspective? Am I trying to insert the gospel into the work that I'm doing myself? And so I think the first thing, if you're burnout, is to think about which one of those three is really going on.